This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Talking about Black Friday still, Toys R Us was not among the stores where shoppers lined up for deals today. The toy chain shut down earlier this year, laying off tens of thousands of workers without severance. This week, private equity firms KKR and Bain Capital said they'll contribute $20 million to a compensation fund for those employees. The move comes after months of former Toys R Us workers pressuring the private equity firms to pay up. Marketplace's Marielle Segura reports.
When Toys R Us shut down in June, a lot of people lost their jobs, like Deborah Meisen, who lives in Ohio and worked for the retailer for 31 years, most recently as a store manager.
I was forced to go on Social Security, which is half of what I made as an assistant manager in the store.
Meisen, who's 66, has been looking for other retail jobs, but she can only find seasonal work. And what she's hearing from potential employers isn't encouraging.
When January comes around, if we choose to keep you, you're going to get 5 hours a week. Nobody can live on 5 hours a week.
Meisen and other workers thought Toys R Us would pay them severance. Carrie Gleason at the workers' advocacy group Rise Up Retail says that was the retailer's policy.
And so everyone was absolutely shocked in March when they found out that the severance policy was being, you know, thrown in the garbage by the bankruptcy court and that they weren't going to get a dime.
So Rise Up Retail helped the workers calculate how much they were owed in total, $75 million. Then the workers put pressure on the retailer's private equity owners. They made their case to the boards of the pension funds that invest in those firms. Workers say the $20 million from KKR and Bain Capital is a huge victory. Sarah Woodhams, who worked at a Toys R Us in Pennsylvania, says it'll help her pay some bills and buy Christmas presents for her daughter.
KKR and Bain have helped us. They're doing the right thing. But we are owed $75 million. That is what the severance would have cost them.
They're asking for the rest from the third Toys R Us owner, Vornado, and from the creditors who own the Toys R Us debt and led the bankruptcy process. I'm Marielle Segura for Marketplace.